So I want to explain just from the start, in my opinion, and that's all I can go by, and I've laid in more than 100 crop circles, so my opinion has some validity behind it. I don't have any doubt in my mind that many of the crop circles, especially in England, are made by extraterrestrial beings. I do believe, because I have filmed them, that these extraterrestrial beings show up in balls of light over the crop circles. And the last movie that I made was so over the top. Not only did I meet these two men from Belgium that had had a sighting 4 hours earlier of balls of light over a crop circle, they also watched illuminated light beings with arms, legs, and a head come out of the ball of light. And I realized I had photos of the doorway of the ball of light with the doorway where those beings came out. This is the way my movies happen. It wasn't like I planned it. They throw it at me. Circles. And when you look at them from the air, a lot of times they create a picture or sacred geometry or binary code. And when I say picture, a pictogram, where you see, obviously, it's a thunderbird. Obviously, it's a phoenix bird. Obviously, this is an octopus. Obviously, this is a squid. And so when you look at some of these pictogram years, when the circle makers were giving us really specific messages, the most alarming one, in my opinion, was 2009. When we were given, and usually it's sacred geometry where it's just like a pretty flower of life or, you know, some kind of thing that looks like a gear, some kind of interesting geometry of a circle with different variances. But this particular year, 2009, we had 6 or 7 different birds. We had the owl, the sparrows, the thunderbird, the hummingbird, all these different birds. And then we also had fish. They were swirling. They were just skimming. But they were obviously big, huge, 2 acres of an octopus in a field of wheat. I mean, not normal. And by the end of 2009, we all went, what was that about? They gave us a dragonfly crop circle. And you could even see the veins of the wings. It was so meticulous. And 9 months later, the BP oil spill happened in April of 2010, and we lost millions of birds, millions of fish, dragonflies. We lost millions of earth creatures from the BP oil spill. I think, my heart says without a doubt, crop circles are messages helping humanity evolve. They've given us warnings for decades. Blatant warnings read by scientists, read by computers, the binary codes, you can read effortlessly. It is not a mistake. And then when you go into the field and see it's brittle wheat leaving a binary code, it's remarkable.
Particular that I think is fascinating. I don't know if you know anything about it. They wanted to know if you knew, had any information about luminous crop circles that appear in the ocean.
Wow, interesting you'd ask me. I've seen them. And I don't, mine weren't luminous, but they were definitely circles on the water in the ocean in Hawaii. I was walking out and I personally saw them. And I remembered thinking, oh, must be whales out there. And it was, you know, all within the rocks along the shore. And then I realized that it's all within the rocks along the shore. There's no whale that can get in there. And I kept staring and it was these perfect circles, and it was abnormal because there were waves crashing and all the water was moving everywhere else, but where I was looking there were these perfect circles like oil slicks or like a whale spouted, and it was within the rocks where the water was rushing. So I actually went back to get the bartender and I brought him out and I said, is this normal? What am I seeing? And I didn't want to say I'm Patty the crappie girl and I'm weird. I just, you know, I don't want to think I'm imagining this. And he just stood there staring and he said, I've never seen anything like it. So I think that when you have a willingness to expose yourself, like whoever's asking the luminous question has hopefully seen luminous circles in water. My motto is the more you look, the more you see. I'm always looking at the sky. And I live in this beautiful mountain town, and I'm the only one that posted on my local mountain town Facebook page, anybody noticing the drone every day? So I took pictures of it. I'm like, how could nobody notice there's a drone sitting over our town?
How come nobody notices chemtrails?
Right?
You know, they don't. You can even ask them about big white lines in the sky. Question: does Patty believe that crop circles are messages beamed through our universe or made by UFOs? I think we kind of covered that in the beginning, but go ahead, Patty.
I do believe that they're made by UFOs. And in the first 10 minutes of my recent movie that's about to show on PBS called Crop Circle Update, The Wake Up Call, in the first 5 minutes, you will see balls of light lay a crop circle down. The only guy in the world that hit play on his camera rather than sat there with his jaw on his chest actually got footage of the Oliver's Castle footage in England, in Wiltshire, where these two balls of light went over a crop circle, laid the field down in seconds, and then a third ball of light came over, checked the formation, approved it, and left. For some reason, I bring home that footage for the reason that I had been taken and they decided that I was somebody that they were going to use. When I brought home those 1,100 photos I mentioned, and I had hired the film crew for an 8-hour day, which turned into 12, to come film me and all my friends, I bring the footage home. I have no idea what to do. I go on Craigslist, hire an editor. I got really lucky. This great kid, 26 years old, comes to the house, and we laid out this movie, my first movie. And it's called The Wake Up Call. Anybody listening? And it was inspired by the alien face in the disc with the communication towers right near it. And so that was my first movie. And I lay the whole movie out, and I'm like, how can it be this easy? And at the very end, I said, oh, I've got permission to use the Oliver's Castle original footage of the balls of light laying a crop circle down. So I said to the editor, that's the ending of the movie. Lay it in. Yay, we're done. I'm so excited. Wow, that's a great ending. And all of a sudden, I'm in my house in Boulder, Colorado. The chills start up. I've got hair standing up on my arm. I've got goosebumps head to toe. I look at the editor and I said, oh my God, I feel like the circle makers are here. And he said, you look weird. And I stared at him and I said, reverse the footage. He said, why? I said, I don't know, just do it. So he reverses the Oliver's Castle footage, and I said, slow it down. He said, how slow? And I said, I don't know, 30%. Just like that.
Continuing the conversation with Patty Greer, filmmaker, Crop Circles and UFOs. Patty, you'd mentioned the last movie you did, Crop Circle Update. What was the rest of the name of that?
Crop Circle Update, The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Yeah. Okay. For some reason, and again, I give whoever they are, the circle makers, a lot of credit with my work, because it really has, it's come almost, to me, it feels unnatural. In the beginning, it felt unnatural, but now it's effortless. When, I think a lot of people that are working with higher dimensional beings, it's a willingness that, it doesn't take effort. Like your show, you know, for you, you're reaching out to such a vast audience of intelligence. You know, we're not wasting time like maybe I was 10 years ago. Before I got into this, I don't want to say wasting time. I had a whole lot more fun than I do today. You know, because now that I know all this stuff, it's like life's really heavy now.
Yeah, but right.
I think that the more we educate ourselves with higher dimensional information, the easier our lives will become. And interestingly enough, because I'm in the process of, you know, really looking for the most important information and material.
Yeah, but right.
I think that the more we educate ourselves with higher dimensional information, the easier our lives will become. And interestingly enough, because I'm in the process of, you know, really looking for the most important information and material, what I was getting up to with the two important crop circles in 2001 and 2002, which was when 9/11 happened, the alien face and the disc message was really, I think, very relevant. And here's what it said. When they deciphered the binary code of the disc, of the alien face and the disc, they found that it was an ASCII code. And an ASCII code can be divided down into symbols, which then can be deciphered as letters, and then they can read it as words. It said, it said, and I'm going to remind us, this was right after 9/11, beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises, much pain, but still time. Believe there is good out there. We oppose deception. Conduit closing. To me, that's really a heavy message, and I might pull it into the new movie. And it's so funny, when I started this new movie with all the new advanced information about extraterrestrials, that really is very blatant. You know, when we look at those stories that I mentioned about the warning about BP, that to me is very blatant. And then right after 9/11, beware the bearers of false gifts. That's very blatant. And we had Mayan calendar crop circles that were absolutely stunning right before 2012. You know, anybody with consciousness going into any library of crop circles will take in so much information on a subconscious level. And when I sit with a group of even experienced croppies and we lay out a crop circle photo, there's going to be five of us. There might be five different opinions of what that crop circle is saying. And in my opinion, I always say everybody's correct because we see what it is that we need for ourselves. And depending on how our spiritual enhancement is, our vibration, our frequency, we're going to see something different than the person next to us. And we're going to get exactly what we need.
Sure.
It's really stunning. But what I'm seeing is that the ETs, you know, everybody talks about the spaceships and the sightings and the lights in the sky, but for some reason they're not talking about the direct communication, which to me is just so silly. You know, we have heard them. We have heard the ETs. You know, that in particular was really blatant, and when you hear it, you're going to be, like, shook. But, you know, we also have had the crop circles since the 1700s. Direct communication from extraterrestrials left in the fields for months at a time for humans to see. This is not accidental. It's not going away anytime soon. And in my opinion, we have everything we need to evolve as a species. One of the big ones is to open the door to the ETs and communicate back in a loving way rather than in a warring way. You know, we're here, we're ready to do it, and everybody's fully capable. So again, I want to invite everybody to peek at my website, pattygreer.com, and check out the movies. They're pretty fascinating.